All right, guys, today's episode is slightly different. We kind of took a little bit different way of talking about some different things today. I apologize in advance if today's episode is slightly personal and kind of takes a little bit different view of business, side hustles, websites, and so forth. But if you're interested at all in continuing listening to this podcast, this is going to be a pretty critical episode. So you may want to stick around for it. And if you're not familiar, you are now listening to Grow an Online Business, where we talk about all the ins and outs, the tips, tricks, and advice that you need to grow an online business for yourself. And today's episode, while a little bit different, I think is an important one. So stick around. Okay, so I know it's a little bit different, right? We're a little bit off subject. We're kind of taking a little bit of a detour here, but
that we can't not record this.
Yeah. So as you may or may not know, I'm in the process of moving. We sold our house in California, and we're moving to be closer to some family and just better air, better schools, whatever. So it's time. So we're taking the opportunity that we have, and we're moving.
Okay.
So while I'm looking over in, so for those of you who don't know, we're moving to Nebraska, to the Omaha area. And so there's a lot of colleges over there, and I teach psychology at college. So I've been applying to different colleges to find a job. And one of the things I discovered in my search to find a job is I don't want a job. I don't like jobs at all. It's funny because years ago when I was in high school and just moving out and getting my first job, I talked to a lot of older people, friends of my parents and stuff, and they were like, "What are you going to do with your life?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to go get a job." And they're like, "Oh, that is a four-letter word." And it never really resonated with me until now. It absolutely is. Like, I enjoy working for myself. I enjoy working on my own businesses. I enjoy alternate and multiple streams of income. But right now, I'm still in a spot where I need a primary source of income. And if I don't make it my own business, then I'm going to have to get a job. So it's time for me to probably take my side hustle serious and start making money. Because I love teaching. That's the sad thing is I'm looking at getting teaching jobs, and I love teaching. I love being in front of people. I love seeing their eyes light up when I explain something to them or give them a different perspective on life, a different outlook, a different way of seeing what they take for granted. And that is what I'm most excited about. But I realized after teaching some classes on my own that I don't have to do it through a college.
Right.
Like, I know primarily I teach psychology, but there are avenues and areas in psychology and pseudopsychology that people are very, very interested in. And I noticed there's a huge market for it on different social media outlets. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was gonna create my own website, which I did poorly. it's not getting traffic. The latest algorithm change from Google, it's a hurdle that I haven't been able to jump over yet. And I know, okay, fine. My website's like, my newest one's like 4 months old. 5 months? 4 months. Anyway, I know it isn't old enough yet to even be a blip on Google's radar. Like, I don't have enough information built into the site. And I did that wrong too. I didn't silo and pillar my website appropriately. So, which again, thank you for allowing me to use Infinisites and build my own crap poorly. And I appreciate you being able to.
So glad we can empower you.
Yeah, at least you taking time out of your day to explain to me what I've been doing wrong. But only when I ask you, hey, what do you think about this? oh, thanks for asking. And then you explain it to me. Yeah. And I don't know, it's super awesome that you've been supportive enough not to be like, dude, what are you doing? When you see what I'm working on my website. But I don't know. I definitely want any and all information and opinion you can give me to help me build out my site so that it performs to its optimum level.
So I've got some information and opinion.
Okay.
Locked and loaded.
Oh, fantastic.
If you're ready for it.
Yeah. I really am, because I'm not getting the performance from the website that I would have hoped. So it's not driving
traffic.
Before
I jump into the constructive criticism,
okay,
it's going to be about expectations.
Okay.
But I want to take a step back and say, all that stuff that you just said, you are so primed and ready for. I'm watching it from, you know, the outside going like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, you should be, you're teaching. I can tell you're a teacher because you're teaching people on your videos. You should just keep that up. You just need to find the right way to monetize it. And okay. I think that you're doing the right thing by giving away information, because giving, it's like, you know, the universal law of reciprocation, right?
Yep.
You cannot outgive people, because yep. everything that you give, you're gonna get back in multitudes.
Right.
So if you give, especially if you look online, right? If you're giving a video, like information that's on a video and it's watched 10,000 times, you know, if 5% of those people give you a like, and you get 500 likes, right?
Right.
That is gonna propel you for your next video, your next series of videos.
It's gonna, right.
So not even the part where, like, they if they bought something from you, if you had to sell it to them, like, just
right.
you will, there is reciprocation. So anyway, constructive criticism about expectations, not necessarily for you,
okay.
but for websites.
In general.
The okay. way I would look at a website, first of all, do all the things. With SEO, so that it is findable. You want something to be findable, period,
okay.
right?
Yes, yes.
But do not rely on your website's searchability.
Okay.
Don't rely on people to find your website, is what I'm trying to say. It's like okay. It's like a basket. If
okay.
you set a basket under an apple tree and apples fell down, you might catch some. You might catch a couple, but you're probably not going to catch very many because there's not necessarily a lot of apples in that spot. However, if you get up on a ladder and start throwing apples to that basket, some might bounce out.
You're going to get a lot.
But you're
going to
get a lot more apples. So that's how I would use a website.
I really like that analogy. That is brilliant.
Because I
have seriously been waiting for the apples to fall in the basket, mm-hmm. and the basket's still in the back of my trunk
yeah.
of my car. So that's a problem. I'm
now,
not
at a certain
have
point,
the basket where it's supposed to be.
If you have a lot of momentum and that basket is
bigger.
Gigantic,
okay.
you know, then it,
more
yeah,
people, more, are more apples,
and there's
it.
More volume and all that okay. stuff, then sure, right?
Okay.
But I think at the place where you have to start, it's there's still a certain amount of networking or online posting, you know, being a part of forums or groups or, you know, Reddit chats, like whatever, to direct people to your site, you know. There's
okay,
still,
that makes sense.
Which, like, let's talk
and
about.
And I'm just barely learning that. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I honestly, up till, and I think we talked about this like a few minutes ago, probably why we started recording in the first place. But
yeah.
I have always thought of my website as a giant net that's just being heaved over the side of the boat out into the ocean, and this the fish will just come into the net. And then I will have the fish, and instead I'm starting to see it as much more like a little basket of hooks, a little knot of hooks.
Yeah.
To where I don't need all the fish in the ocean. I only need to find the people that are actually looking for the information that I have, and when they find me, I want them to be hooked. I want them to
yeah.
go, oh my God, this is the guy. He's explaining this in such a way that it makes so much sense to me that it's going to change my life to be able to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, so let's stay with the fish and hook
okay.
know, analogy. So as a person that has a little bit of experience of not catching fish and is in a family of people that like are fish whisperers, I finally got it explained to me why I'm terrible at catching fish.
Okay.
And they're like, you just put the hook in the water and you sit there and you wait and you think that a fish is going to come bite this hook. I'm like, yeah, isn't that fishing? They're like, no, you got to think like a fish. I'm like, I don't know how fish think. What do you,
right.
You know, they're like, so at a certain point, they can't swim all the time. So you want to look for the spots where they congregate, where they're not having to fight the stream. Because it's specifically talking about, we were
stream fishing.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, look for the spots where they can rest, you know, where they're not having to swim upstream or fight the current and that kind of stuff. And I was like,
okay.
Huh. That completely changed my perspective.
Yeah, that really makes sense.
And so I think if you take that and you apply it to, like, okay, well, obviously spend your energy in redirecting people to your website.
Right.
Spend your energy where they are, right? Where you're more likely to
go find them. Don't wait for them to hopefully find
you. Exactly. And if you just wait on Google to send people to you.
Yeah. You know. May or may not. And then I'm always at their mercy.
Yeah.
Without divulging too much, I do work with and for another company that has heavily relied on Google search traffic.
Yeah.
And I mean, to the point where a couple of months ago, it was in the hundreds of thousands of people a month.
Yeah.
And since the new Google algorithm change, there's no more like solid locked in number one spot for any specific keyword. You're in the top 10 or okay. the second 10 or the third 10, and you're on that page. And so just that amount of bouncing around on that first page for the specific keyword that we were targeting, because 85% of the traffic to the website was brought from one keyword. Okay,
right.
That's a really scary place to be, especially when you're selling hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Right.
And then when that goes away, so yeah, you're not first anymore, you're fifth, and then second, and then eighth, and then, so the amount of traffic that the first number one spot gets is like 70% of the search traffic.
Yeah.
And then it goes quickly down from there. So if you're not in that first spot, it's become tougher. Now we have increased our likelihood of grabbing that searcher by being on the first page, yeah. by specifically changing our page title and our description and putting in there what we believe they're looking for when they search that term. So we're answering that question.
Right. And even if you're in position three, they see that and it might be.
And so when you when we go to the page, we don't just look at our website page, we look at the actual Google page. And we look at how we look on that page regardless of where we land.
Yeah.
And we look good now. But it's taken three, four weeks of fine tuning and tweaking to get us a lot of that traffic back. So yes, our average position is still seven. But our traffic is up to about half, about a third of where we were at.
Okay.
We still have some space to go. And we're now starting to rank for other keywords that are making it back. So we're at about half the traffic drawing in from other keywords as well. So we're kind of spreading it out and it's working. But that definitely makes me think we need to do more than just hope that one place is going to send us the traffic.
I was going to say, you need to diversify your lead-ins, like how you're bringing people in.
Yes.
Because that's a very unhealthy and risky business. I don't care how much money you're making every month.
Uh-huh.
If your customers are coming from one source, or the 80% of your customers are coming from one source, that is super dangerous.
Yeah, that one keyword. And man, we had it locked for like 2.5 years, 3 years.
I would say, you could have 100 keywords, but if they're all coming from Google, you need to think of other ways to bring people in.
Well, I'll tell you what, since the Google traffic has gone down, Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo,
Ecosia,
like there's so many other that are now driving, used to drive 6-7 people a month. I think people are just, I think maybe they're going away and using alternate search engines besides Google.
I know many people in my life that are.
They don't want to be tracked. And so, we're getting, let me put it this way. The traffic that we used to get from other than Google was about 4%. And it's upwards now of 20.
Okay, I was gonna say 15, but yeah, that's.
It's a lot bigger, a lot more. And it used to be nothing that we even considered. And now we are we're putting our sites on there. We're tweaking it so that it's friendlier to those other search engines as well, so that we're showing up for those as well. Anyway, that's another topic. What were we talking about? Jobs.
Yeah, jobs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I do not want a job. I don't want to work. When I say I don't want a job, it doesn't mean I don't want to work.
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
I seriously am now, I feel so old because honestly, all of the things that my grandpa, my dad, and everybody used to say to me, son, when you work your passion, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I was always thinking, that's the dumbest. I chased the dollar for so many years, and now I'm discovering, oh my God, I wish I would have listened to him 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
I would be in such a different place. If I started pursuing my passions and the things that I just, what's interesting is the things I love doing that I get so excited about when I'm doing them seem to draw a crowd anyway. Like people, not that anything I have to say is important
passion is infectious.
That touches people, yeah. But apparently the way I say it is exciting enough that they're like, I just, at least I'm going to hear them out.
Right.
Right. So it may not, you don't have to agree with me in anything I'm saying. In fact, I love dissenting opinions because
I think you're wrong.
Thank you. Okay. It gives me a different perspective because sometimes if you get too many yeses for too long, then when somebody says no, you're like, why? Well, no, everybody thinks that. And no, everybody doesn't think the same way. We all think differently. And so I like being questioned or, hey, what about this? That's one of my favorite questions.
That's where growth
comes
from.
I know that works, but what about this?
Right. If you surround yourself with people that just agree with you, you're never going to grow as a person. You're never going to see the world any different than you do now.
Right.
So I'm going to choose the dissenting opinion about your following your passion.
Okay.
I can hands down guarantee, doesn't matter how much you like, if you enjoy doing this thing,
right,
I can turn it into work. I have done that with so many things.
I totally see where you're coming from because my personality is such, it's a little ADD and super obsessive.
Yeah.
So
it's not
like obsessive compulsive. I don't open and shut the door 10 times. But when I decide on something, I sell out 100%. Like all of my thoughts, all of my energy, all of my focus, everything goes to that. Yep. In fact, so much so that whatever I'm doing at that particular moment trumps everything else. Like my only saving grace now is having a cell phone. And I know so many people are like, I hate having cell phones because people get a hold of me anytime. It's the only thing that draws me back to reality because seriously, I'm so caught up in the moment of doing whatever it is that I forget to eat. I forget that I need to go home. I forget that I'm supposed to pick up somebody. Like if it doesn't chime on my phone, ching, I have to set myself reminders or time limits to draw me back to the present because I get so swept up in what I'm doing. That yes, I imagine that it could become work, where it's like, oh my God, I'm taking a break.
Well, that's not exactly how I mean it. But let me guess: are you not a great multitasker? I'm just asking. I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just asking.
That's one of those touchy areas. I believe
I do. You think you are, but you probably aren't.
I think I am, and my wife's like, oh my God, you can't talk and brush your teeth at the same
time. No one really is.
Like I can't. And I do know, psychologically speaking, our brains are only capable of focusing on one thing. So while I would love to be able to believe that I am, I know that I am.
Well, I can't multitask to save my life, you know?
No.
That's why I hate my cell phone. I actually, like, when I start to get on a productive bent, you know, or something where I have an idea that I'm chasing down, brainstorming or whatever.
And then that phone chimes and draws you out of it?
Yeah, I'll have to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb, you know, because it's just like, it brings me out of it, you know.
Right.
But what I was going to say, how did we get here? Job, right?
Job.
So the passion thing, like what I mean is without a balance, without a, you know, work-life balance.
Yes.
You can do the things that you love, you know, but if you do them too much, if you overcommit,
yes,
if you have too much work,
right,
it becomes work.
So yeah, there
is
that.
A balance, and I think setting boundaries, especially when you're a, let's say you're a, have some kind of professional service, whether you do videos for someone or, you know, whatever it is, websites, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You have to have boundaries, so set them early and keep them very rigid. And that's okay. That's why having things like Calendly is really important, because you don't just let someone schedule a meeting for you, with you at 4:30 when you know that you really should be home at 5 or
right.
whatever the case okay. may be. Like, having boundaries.
You can block out time
yeah.
for your family, for your everything else in your life you need to do, and you can open your calendar only for the times you want to be working.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan.
Before you're in the process of working.
Right, and I'm a big fan of not ever giving anyone my cell phone number. I think that, especially like let's take Broken Moon Media, right?
Right.
Do you have a Google Voice number?
Yeah.
Perfect. Because you have control of that.
Yes, and I can shut it
you
off
can
and
shut
put it
off.
To Do Not Disturb,
right.
because I find that it is that.
Yeah.
We do make the rule now when we get home. We set our phones down and then we have family time. So I
Even
will
if you,
check
but what
it.
If you're on vacation or what if you're on a date night or whatever and the phone rings and you see that it's a client, but it's not, it's outside of, you know,
right.
the time when they're allowed
scheduled
to contact
to call,
you. Like,
right.
not trying to be a jerk here, but
right.
speaking from years and years and years of experience
right.
and people pushing boundaries and, you know,
right.
I don't care what it is. If I look at it and it's after hours, I have to answer it, because if I don't, it's going to bother me.
Yes.
So then my date night with my wife turned from date my night with my wife to
working on the phone,
talking to someone for 45 minutes because they had an idea. Well, that right. idea they could write down, or
yes.
they could leave a message.
Right.
We could follow up the next day, whatever. It's just,
right.
you know, it, now it's different if you're like, if it's an emergency, but I highly doubt most of us are in a situation where that's really an emergency. So,
right.
And
we're
if
not
is,
in the medical field.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Nope. That makes sense. Well, I'm going to definitely try. I'll use the examples you gave. And you know what? You brought up another. we're going to cut this off. But you brought up another Calendly. I am super interested in hearing a list. So we'll do another one. We'll do another podcast another time. But where you can, if you feel comfortable enough
yeah.
to share.
Oh, I've got a whole list of things
and
that
the
I use.
Apps and the, all of the things that make your professional life easier on your personal life.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind sharing those with our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Then let's do that. Well, let's
yeah,
do that another time.
That would be have to be its own episode, because
it's a lot.
Even if we spent 2 minutes on each thing,
right?
It would be at least half an hour.
Oh, sheesh. Okay.
Because I mean, I
so there's a list.
There's
it's
a
an
list.
Honest to goodness
oh,
list.
Mean,
it's not just oh. I...
What's funny about it is like the reason I know that list because I literally went through that list 2 weeks ago, just updating some things, like trimming some fat,
right?
You know, that kind of stuff. And it's like
awesome.
Okay.
So this is perfect timing.
Yeah.
So then we will do that next time. Not the very next time. I mean, but next, you know.
Sometime.
We'll have to remember to do it. All right, cool. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group. That is where we come together and discuss, answer, and talk about all of the tips, advice, and techniques you need to start and grow an online business for yourself.
Yeah, if you have any questions, hop in there, ask them. We're happy to answer them. I've rejoined Facebook to be a part of this community, and I really enjoy helping people. Like, I've got a lot of experience doing the right things and the wrong things, and I can definitely help steer you in the right direction.
Help maybe save some people some heartache from doing the wrong things for too long.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. So again, like, subscribe, and what else? Is there anything
else?
Oh,
share.
Yeah, I was going to say share, and I was so excited it almost came out as a cuss word. Please share this with your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances, your enemies, and
yeah,
strangers.
If you don't like the podcast, share it with people you hate.
Yeah, if you're not liking this podcast and you go, I can't believe I'm not going to get that 30 minutes back, then definitely share this podcast with everyone else that could get lost in a rabbit hole listening to us. So I guess that's all I've got, actually. So I don't have anything else other than don't be afraid to start. Don't be afraid to do what you're going to do bad long enough to get good at it. And we'll talk about that more next time. So
are we done?
That's it. Oh. Yeah, I think that's... You know what we need to come up with? Let's come up with an outro that we can be like, thanks, guys, till next time, or something.
Right. Just, I think that's a great idea.
Do you have one? Just right off? Just out of the...
Not without curse words.
No. Okay. So then, I don't know, go out and build yourself a business and do your best to be successful. And if you are successful, share those stories with us in the group. So until next time, do what you do.
Get her done.